Our Lady's words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Coronation, Book 2, Chapter 7. Our Lady speaks of Satan and his influence on souls.
My daughter, with the rebellion of Lucifer and his demons in heaven, have commenced the battles between the kingdom of light and that of darkness, between Jerusalem and Babylon. And these battles will not cease to the end of the world. The captain and head of the children of light is the incarnate Word, as the author of holiness and grace, and Lucifer, as the author of sin and perdition, has constituted himself as the leader of the children of darkness. Each one of these chieftains defends his followers and seeks to increase his reign and the number of his adherents. Christ seeks to draw men to himself by the truths of his divine faith, by the favors and gifts of his grace, by the holiness of his virtues, by his consolations and labors, and by the certain hope of his promised happiness, commanding his angels to accompany, to console and defend them until they should be able to bring them to heaven. Lucifer, on the other hand, gains his followers by lies, deceits, and treachery, by the allurements of ignominious and abominable vices, by darkness and confusion. He treats them in this life like a tyrant, afflicting them relentlessly and depriving them of all consolation, while in the next life he holds in readiness for them eternal and horrible torments, which he himself and through his demons shall inflict upon them with inhuman cruelty as long as God is God. But alas, in spite of this truth, so infallible and so well known to mortals, in spite of the infinite difference of the recompense, how few, my daughter, are the soldiers that follow Christ as their legitimate Lord, as their King, their Chief, and their Model. And how numerous are those that band with Lucifer, who gives them no existence, no life, who affords them no nourishment, nor any return, who deserves nothing nor in any way obliges them, as was and is the case of the author of life and grace, my divine Son. So great is the ingratitude of men, so foolish their infidelity, so unhappy their blindness. Merely because God has given men freedom of will, either to follow their master or not, to show themselves thankful or not, thy side with Lucifer, and serve him freely. Permit him to enter the house of God and his temple, that he may tyrannically refuse and profane it, and draw after them the greater part of the world to his eternal torments. This conflict will last to the end, because the Prince of Eternity, on account of his infinite goodness, will not cease to defend the souls he created and redeemed by his blood. But not only he himself battles with the dragon, nor only through his angels, for it redounds to the greater glory and exaltation of his name, if he overcomes the enemies and confounds their pride through the human creatures, in whom they seek to avenge themselves upon the Lord. I, being a mere creature, next to my Son, the true God, was the leader and sovereign in these battles, although through his passion and death he vanquished the demons, who had become very haughty by the dominion of sin inaugurated among men by Adam. Yet, after he and I, in his name, had triumphed over the enemies, and through our victories established the church in such high perfection and holiness, the church would have preserved, and Lucifer would have remained crushed, as I said before, if the ingratitude and the forgetfulness of men had not impelled him anew toward the perdition and ruin of the whole globe. Nevertheless, my divine Son did not forsake the church, which he had acquired by his blood, nor have I, as its mother and protectress, forsaken it. And we continue to look within it for some souls to defend the glory and honor of God, and fight the battles against hell for the confusion and crushing of the demons. Hence I wish thee to dispose thyself by divine grace for this battle, and not to wander at the strength of the demon, nor to be downcast at thy misery and poverty. Thou knowest that the wrath of Lucifer against me was greater than any of the creatures, and greater than against all of them together. But by the power of the Lord I vanquished him gloriously, and thou, in the same power, canst resist him in thy smaller temptations. Although thou mayest be weak and wanting in what is required, I wish thee to understand that my divine Son acts now as the King, who is short of subjects and soldiers, and will admit anyone who wishes to serve in his army. Encourage thyself, then, to conquer Satan in present matters, for then the Lord will afterwards arm thee for greater battles. I tell thee that the church would not be entangled in its present difficulties if a number of the souls belonging to it had taken it upon themselves to defend the cause and honor of God. But the church stands very much alone and forsaken by its children, whom it nourished at its own bosom.